first name, surname, and title.
Yep, first name is Peter, normal spelling. Surname is Brindal, spelled B-R-I-N-D-A-L. I am a detective acting superintendent for the Australian Federal Police at Perth Airport.
Right. Do you want to start off by saying it?
Yeah, if that's okay. Look, overnight the AFP has charged a 34-year-old Perth woman with allegedly assaulting AFP officers at Perth Airport after she behaved in a disorderly manner on a domestic flight from Sydney into Perth last night. One of the officers from our airport policing team was treated at hospital overnight for wounds to his face and to his neck, while others were checked by paramedics at the scene and were later released by the ambulance. The AFP will allege the woman allegedly stabbed both officers with a pen while they attempted to restrain her on the tarmac at Perth Airport. As this woman is expected to appear before Perth Magistrates Court today, I am limited somewhat to the information that I can provide. However, I will seek to answer as many questions as I can. About 9:30 p.m. last night, the AFP received a call for assistance from an airline. A passenger had allegedly become disruptive whilst the flight was arriving into Perth from Sydney, a domestic flight. AFP officers boarded the aircraft when it landed at Perth Airport and requested the woman disembark the aircraft. At this point, she was compliant and exited the plane from the rear staircase. As the woman reached the tarmac, she attempted to walk away from AFP officers before being placed in what we refer to as an escort hold. She then allegedly attempted to break away from the AFP officers. The AFP will allege that the woman then produced a pen from her clothing and struck one of the officers in the forearms. The officer's partner then went to assist in restraining the passenger. At this point, a struggle ensued. During this particular struggle, we will allege that the woman struck the second officer several times in the face and the neck with the same pen. Additional officers assisted in restraining the woman. We will then allege she continued to violently struggle after that point and swing her fists at officers. After the passenger was safely restrained, an ambulance was called for the officers. The officer struck in the face and the neck was transported by ambulance to hospital. He has since been released from hospital but will take some time off work to recover. One of the wounds is just below his right eye, very, very close to his eye. The woman was arrested and conveyed to Perth Watch House. She has been charged with several offences, the most serious of which is causing harm to a Commonwealth official. This holds a maximum penalty of 13 years imprisonment. I'd just like to take this opportunity to reinforce that the AFP has zero tolerance for antisocial behaviour, aggressive behaviour, violent behaviour at our airports and onboard our aircraft. While we acknowledge there are certain elements of risk to our role in protecting the community, the AFP will not tolerate any harm caused to our officers or members whilst performing their duty. Police officers are not punching bags, and they should not be subjected to violence. Any passenger who breaks the law by being violent or disruptive will be charged and put before the courts. Passengers and workers should expect to feel safe while travelling and should not have to witness intoxication, violence and bad behaviour in their workplace. And I'll now take some questions.
So you mentioned it was just under the eye where the wound was.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like it could have been a lot worse.
The wound was just underneath one of his eyes, and it was, I would say, by virtue of some luck that it missed his eye, and even the wound on his neck, by virtue of the fact that it possibly didn't go in as far as it could have been absolutely very dangerous. Yes.
And roughly how far it did go in?
I don't have that detail. So what I can tell you though, as the wounds were sutured, both sutured, and the AFP member underwent several tests to make sure that underneath those wounds were safe and okay for the last night.
Is it alleged this passenger was intoxicated at the time?
I don't have information about intoxication at this time, no.
And when you say disruptive, can you maybe give us an example of what that disruption looked like?
The allegation is, and why we attended, was that the passenger was being disruptive on the flight. They were failing to obey the lawful direction of the crew and failing to put their seatbelt on when asked.
Or need to drop off a bag or collect the boarding card. Traveling through to Aspen on Rex Flight ZL2375. Please make your way now to boarding counters 10 and 11. As the service will be closing in 10 minutes. Thank you.
You say that again. That'd be
sorry,
great.
What's the question again?
The disruptive behaviour.
What was it? Okay, yes, thank you. AFP did responded to a request that a woman was being disruptive on the particular flight whilst the plane was landing in Perth. The allegation is that she was not obeying the direction of the crew and that she was failing, one of the allegations was she was failing to put her seatbelt on coming in for landing.
Okay, so she was instructed to keep it on while the plane moved into a stationary position and the allegation is that she refused to.
Yeah, not keep it on, but my understanding is that she failed to put it on when asked by the crew.
Does that sort of response cause any other impact to any of the other passengers on the plane?
We are currently conducting an investigation. We are aware that some other passengers were privy to some of the information and could assist us with our investigation, but we're not sure of the full impact on the passengers at this point in time on that same flight.
And were there families who witnessed this all unfold?
To be fair, entered the plane and got the lady to exit the plane before all of the other passengers exited the plane. We did that in an attempt to bring her out of the situation and calm it for the rest of the passengers. I'm unaware of the answer to that question.
Okay. Can you provide which airline it was with or what the flight number was?
Not at this time. I can tell you it was a flight last night arriving into Perth at around about 9:30 from Sydney.
Obviously, it's a pen, you know. She talked about her luggage scan, it seemed like there was no weapons necessary, but does it just go to show, I guess, any object is dangerous on a plane, considering this has happened?
Look, any object I've seen through my policing career can be utilised in ways that it's not meant for, a pen, a fork, a knife. So, like any other object that may have a sharp end to it, it can be used for different purposes and some for criminal purposes, of course.
Officers are doing today, obviously still recovering.
Yeah, so the officer, the one that received the wound to the under the eye and on the face, has been released from hospital today. We have spoken to him and we've also spoken to his family. He's in good spirits. He needs some time to rest, and he's quite upbeat about the whole situation. And look, I know this officer well. And it's really quite disturbing for the people that work with him. And I'll just reiterate, AFP members are not punching bags at Perth Airport or any other airport around the nation.
Is this sort of behaviour, disruptive behaviour on flights, something you guys are seeing more regularly?
This type of behaviour, this is an escalation to somewhat with the significant injuries that occurred on this particular occasion. But disruptive passengers, we are regularly seeing this occur on a weekly basis across the country, yes.
Is that concerning, that you're seeing it on a weekly basis across the country?
Absolutely. It is concerning for us. It's the added emphasis and concern passengers have, being in a plane and up in the air, adds to the concern of everybody. And we're doing all we can, trying to put the message out there where we will not accept this sort of behaviour anywhere across Australia, and particularly Perth Airport. We want to assure the passengers that they can have a safe flight without being interrupted by criminal behaviour or intoxicated passengers.
Is it right that she was hiding that pen under her clothes?
Obviously, it was a surprise to the officers. We know that she certainly had it in her hand just prior to attacking the officers. We're still looking into exactly where she got the pen from and where she actually pulled it from.
Was it one of the pens that was supplied by the airline, you know, to sign out documentation?
Or? I'm unaware, sorry.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, look, I think that's it.
Thanks. Did Federal Police oppose bail?
Look, we would, in circumstances...
Good afternoon, this is final boarding call for QQ735 to Cape Preston. If you intend on travelling on this service, can you please make your way immediately to boarding counter 2? as we reach the final stage of the boarding. Once again, this is final boarding call for QQ735. Thank you.
Opposing bail is a matter that we consider for every person that is arrested at Perth Airport or any other airport, and again, it really is on a case-by-case basis. It depends on a lot of information about the person being arrested and their circumstances.
Thank you.